tourism continues to be a bright spot on the local economy. And with us now, Ernest Wooden Jr., the president and CEO of the Los Angeles Tourism and Convention Board. He delivered the keynote speech at today's Los Angeles County Economic Development Corporation Economic Forecast event. Thank you very much for being with us, and give us your message to the business leaders out there today.
Well, it was a great opportunity to speak to the Los Angeles Economic Development Conference annual forecast, which focused on tourism in the city. And we had many messages for them, but the one overarching theme was that we are announcing that we've achieved for the fourth straight year record tourism numbers of more than 43.4 million visitors to the city of Los Angeles. This bodes very, very well for us, as we have an overarching goal by 2020 to reach 50 million. So we talked about how we're going to do that. We talked about what that means to our economy and to Los Angeles County, and it was just a great opportunity to share some great data points on the advances in the tourism industry.
Tell us where you see the growth area at the moment. You mentioned China being number one now. Tell us about that.
Yeah, folks ask me that question all the time. They say, what's the first, second, third top destination, inbound destination? I say China, China, China. China last year grew to more than 740,000 visitors, which was almost a 20.3% growth over the record-breaking 2013 numbers. And our internal research folks believe that we're going to see double-digit growth out of China for the foreseeable future as that country becomes more attuned to traveling around the world. It's estimated that by 2020, the Chinese visitors to the United States will grow from about 1.5 million people last year to over 5.5 million people by 2020. So great outlook for our visitation from our Chinese friends.
Something else we talked about today was the initiatives to help local tourism people attract more Chinese visitors into their stores and shops and restaurants. Tell us about that.
Yes, we're delighted here at LA Tourism. We launched what we call a China Ready program, wherein we're educating all of our receptives here in Los Angeles, be it restaurants or hotels or tour operators, etc., on the nuances of welcoming the Chinese visitor. And there are many, many nuances in terms of their cultural preferences, why they want to come to this bucket list destination of Los Angeles. And our goal is to not only educate them, but to prepare them to roll out the red carpet, because this is going to be and is one of our significant international growth area.
For anyone that wants to learn more about that initiative or get some tips, the business people who are listening, what's the best way to do that?
The best way is to visit our website, discoverla.com, and they'll see a whole subsection on China and the China Ready program. But it's an opportunity for us to learn so much more about these new travelers that are now the number one traveler in the world, and we expect that number to grow significantly over time.
And certainly Chinese New Year's about to begin, right?
It is, the year of the ram. We're getting our offices in Beijing and Shanghai sent us a beautiful picture of all of the team telling us about the year of the ram and wishing us a prosperous 2015.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much for joining us here today on the KNX Business Hour.
It's indeed my pleasure, Frank, and thanks again for your support.
Ernest Wooden, Jr., the president and CEO of the Los Angeles Tourism and Convention Board.